Roger, Clipper, Houston, loud and clear.
Roger, good bird, good bird.
Roger. Intrepid Houston, how do you read?
Hello, Houston Intrepid. Roger, we read you loud and clear, and we just watched First Earth Rise, which was fantastic. And we had a great DOI burn. The X residual was zero, Y was plus 2/10, and Z was minus 6/10.
Roger, Pete, copy your residuals. X is zero, Y plus 2.2, and Z minus 0.6.
That's Charlie.
Intrepid Houston, what were your AGS residuals, over?
Coming at you. 1 second.
AGS residuals were plus 3/10, plus 1/10, and minus 6/10.
Roger, Al. Intrepid Houston, we have your steerable now. Can you give us high bid rate?
Roger, going to high bid rate.
And Houston, whenever you're ready, we're ready to give you poo and data.
Roger, Intrepid. Intrepid Houston, would you put your biomed switch left?
Okay, going biomed left. How soon before you're going to send up the data, Houston?
About 1 minute, Pete.
Okay, I'll hold then. We're standing right by to do the mode 2 lock on the radar, so we're holding.
Okay, break. Yankee Clipper, Houston, I've got a Rev 15 map update for you.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, LOS 1-1-0-5-5-2-5-1-1-1-2-0-0-1. 1-1-1-4-1-3-2. Over.
Roger, copy.
Up on 30 minutes to power descent initiation. Mark, 30 minutes.
Intrepid Houston, go Poo and Data, we're ready to go.
We got it, Poo and Data for you, go ahead.
Roger, it's on the way.
You're about 30 degrees above our horizon now, Houston, and you're about a one-third crescent moon, and you really are beautiful. See blues and whites?
Roger, Al. We put on our Sunday best for you.
We're pretty well suited out up here ourselves. This thing sure flies nice. And it still look like we're 5 miles north.
Intrepid Houston, affirmative, you're still looking 5 north.
Okay, what kind of an azimuth with respect to the sun will I have on that? Or is it that little that I'm not going to notice it?
Stand by, Pete. We're checking with the experts.
Okay.
The Intrepid Houston, the computer's yours.
Very good. Houston Intrepid, when I went and I updated a length of voice backup, it made a whistle on our comm, so I'm just going to leave it off.
Roger, Al. Intrepid Houston.
Go.
Roger, now that you've got a new RLS, we've got a new address 231 for you.
Go.
Okay, 231 is plus 569-57.
Plus 569-57, Roger.
Roger.
Coming at you with the radar, Dick.
Intrepid Houston, that whistle you heard, we think was because we were still commanding. They'd like to have you try it again.
Just tried it, looks good. Down the voice backup then.
Roger.
Hazmat bats coming on.
Roger, Intrepid.
Got a mode 2 lock. Houston, our first paralleling altitude check using the tape meter shows it, it's going to be about 57,500.
Roger, I'll copy.
Do you concur or not?
Houston, Clipper.
Stand by, Intrepid. We're checking. Break, Clipper, go ahead.
Roger, Chair. Could you send me a good lap state vector, please?
Second check shows it to be 59,000 feet.
Roger, Al. Clipper, Houston, we think it probably won't do you much good to have it right now. It'd be better later.
Okay.
Intrepid Houston, we're still looking at a paraloon of 50,000.
Okay. Third one shows it's going to be 64,000. It's just making kind of a sweep up. Might be the tape meter problem we saw on our self-check.
Roger.
Intrepid has gone into program 63, which is an automatic maneuver to the power descent initiate attitude, which is engine bell forward, face up.
Are you looking at
P-63? That's affirmative, Pete.
You got enough, I'll go back to Pooh.
Stand by. Okay, Pete, go to Pooh.
real good up here, Houston. How are you feeling down there?
Intrepid Houston, we're feeling great. Intrepid Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Pete, on this sun angle or sun azimuth, as far as we can see, there'll be no noticeable difference as far as you're concerned. All you got to do is watch out and not fly through any clouds.
Okay, I'll stay away from the clouds, and we're looking for the snow band.
Roger.
Snowman referred to by Pete Conrad aboard Intrepid is a shape of several craters, the belly button of which is where Surveyor 3 is located. Forms a rough outline of a snowman. An earlier cue during the descent, after they have a visual acquisition of the landing site, will be a crescent of craters ranging behind the landing site across the path of their flight.
Sure hope you have us lined up right, Houston, because there's sure some big mountains right in front of us right now. I hope we go down the middle in one valley.
Roger, Pete.
Hey, Houston, where are we? Over Frau Marl?
Stand by, Pete. We're looking at lines right now. We don't have our map up.
Okay.
Intrepid Houston, you've probably just passed over Theophilus.
Okay. Pretty darn rugged down there.
Roger, tell us when you want us to turn on the mirror.
You can turn the mirror on, give me the Fox Corpin, and we got the hook down.
Roger.
Roger, Fox Corpin 285. Clear deck.
Reference to mirrors and hooks has to do with landing aboard carriers.
Interestingly enough, Houston, at this attitude, I still can see the lunar horizon. I have to really peer to find it, but I can see it.
Roger, Pete.
And in 40 seconds, we'll be going to P63.
Roger.